From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. In a time seemingly far, far away, a stage play was reprised as a very successful musical. That was My Fair Lady, based on George Bernard Shaw's successful story of a professor schooling a Cockney woman to achieve the presence of an upper-class socialite in London. Anyway, that is by the way of introducing a mention of the official change of season from winter into spring. The particular reference is from a song from Eliza Doolittle, which includes the phrase, "When spring creeps over the windowsill." This seems particularly apt to me as the first blooms of native trees are appearing, slightly peppering the bush and roadside with flashes of soft whites and yellows. All things considered, we are having interesting forecasts of terrestrial and space weather, with an on-again, off-again, and likely re-emergence of a La Niña weather pattern. With the third umpire position of the Australian Bureau of Meteorology hedging bets on its declaration. The news from our life source, the sun, has been somewhat dramatic, with indices running at high levels and then spurts of solar flares causing radio blackouts. In parts of the globe, and some flares coming our way showing potential for disruption to utilities, such as electricity supplies as well. During the past week, Walt, K4OGO, released a short video on his Coastal Waves and Wires YouTube channel, which is, to my mind, worth consideration. Although directed at his US colleagues, Walt addresses the subject to all amateur users of social media. Now, I have to own up to raising similar issues on these segments for Q News on previous occasions. What is the subject? Well, simply that there is a minority element of users who are simply trolls. Somewhere in the great cyberspace, the foundations succinctly set down in the Amateur's Code almost 100 years ago get lost by people who perhaps mistake their attacks for wit or their posts as advice. How wrong they are. Currently, Ono VK6FLAB, in his Foundations of Amateur Radio podcast series, is going through the statements of the Amateur's Code. Nowhere does it, in any of the iterations that I have seen, suggest that we should be less than courteous to our fellow hams. I have in the past made the point that as we have this aspiration for our recreation, our hobby, that we should indeed conduct ourselves with the level of respect and courtesy online as we do on air. This is the same point that Walt makes in his video with a plea to just not indulge in this poor behaviour. This is something that we can all address on a personal level and trust that moderators of groups apply similar standards to the posts and comments that are allowed to be posted. For me, it is not a matter of denying free speech, but the need to uphold standards which support our fellow operators. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.